Hello, this is Space Cape reporting from behind the scenes at the Lynx Space Academy at Westfield Shepherd's Bush. Now, I have managed to get the main man here to tell us a little bit about the prize. Why don't you just introduce yourself for us?
Yes, my name is Reinhard Sprung, Sales Director of Space Expedition Corporation, SXC, the Space Line.
So, you are responsible for selling people like me who desperately want to go into space tickets.
That's...
Can you tell us a bit about the journey, the plane, the spaceship, I guess?
Absolutely, absolutely. We sold 215 tickets to two individuals to go to space. The spaceship is a very simple concept. It's a two-seater, the pilot and yourself, the space participant. You go from the runway as a normal, like a normal airplane. Within 30 seconds, you go through the sound barrier, and you continue accelerating to 3,500 kilometers per hour. At 60 kilometers high, the engines will be cut off, and you float to above 100 kilometers, where you will be officially an astronaut. You'll be weightless, you'll see the curving of the Earth, and it's fantastic. It's what humanity has been dreamt about for ever. So, and you're one of the first 1,000 people ever to be in space.
So, how long are you actually in space for? It's not too long, is it?
It's a suborbital flight. Takes you into space for 6 minutes. So the total flight is 1 hour, but you're out there in the vast blackness of space for 6 minutes.
Now, the plane that you've got a model of the plane there. It's actually made by X-Corp, and it's quite different from the White Knight Spaceship 2 combination that Virgin Galactic have. This is quite a lot bigger. It's got two different craft, actually. One that sort of flies it up, and then the rocket plane that it zooms off. Yours goes straight from the runway up into space. Just two people. Is there space for you to float around when you get there, or do you have to stay strapped in?
Yeah, very good question. You will float. You're strapped in, but you will float as you will feel weightless in every cell of your body. So you will not feel that you're strapped in, because it's a unique experience. Every cell of your body is floating for this 6 minutes, basically.
I know somersaults in this one, sadly, but I understand the price is a little cheaper than Virgin Galactic.
That is right. Our prices are $100,000, and the reason for that is our concept is less costly, and also for the $100,000, we want to make space accessible for more people. Eventually, for everyone. With the Russians, it's cost $60 million to go to space. With Virgin, $250,000, so it is $100,000. Eventually.
But to be fair, the Russians do take you into orbit.
Absolutely. So, this is a different category. We are planning to go to orbit in 10 to 15 years from now, and have space flights for going from London to Sydney in an hour and a half. So that's space travel.
And that's SXC, Space Expedition Corporation, that are hoping to do that. Who would they be offering those flights with if it was to go into orbit?
Okay, that's also going to be with X-Corp. That's on the drawing table.
Okay.
So the current space plane will just be suborbital. And in 3 years from now, 2016, we're planning to launch satellites, nano and micro satellites, ski box on top of the space plane with a rocket launcher. So we also do scientific research. Instead of a passenger, we can take like scientific research for medical or for other scientific tests.
Now, I know there's been quite a lot of excitement about the verge of commercial space flight. Lots of people are excited about Virgin Galactic. We've got X-Corp coming in. Even SpaceX are talking about sending people at some point. But when is it really going to happen? You know, we keep hearing, it's going to be next year. Oh, it's going to be very soon. When do you think that you will be able to send somebody up?
Next year, 2014. That's been in the books and plans already for the last couple of years, and we haven't had any delays. So in this October, the test flights commence, and then 10 to 12 months later, I'm going to fly commercially.
Do you need some test passengers for your test flights?
Yes, we do. And the test people are going to be the engineers who build the spaceboat. There's 52 engineers, and each and every one of them will be in the test flights.
Now,
so that's an extra safety guarantee, so to speak.
I'm prepared to take that risk. Now here they've been doing quite a lot of physical tests, and I'm quite sad to see that only one girl has managed to get through to the last 24. I think it's not hugely fair, but it's not just for men, is it, space flight? You don't have to be ridiculously fit to go on one of these flights.
That is correct. Of the ones who bought a ticket, between the 15 people, we've got 24% ladies and 76% male. We've tested, our medical board has tested the people, and there's only two people who are not fit to fly. So if you're normal fit and you don't have major heart, lung problems, or you're not claustrophobic, you're good to go.
You work in sales, so it's your job to sell lots of tickets. It seems like you're not really reaching that female audience, you know, and that's half the population of the world. Perhaps you need to send somebody like me, who could talk about the journey, who could spread that message and persuade other women that it's for them. What do you think?
We have already a great female ambassador, Miss Dowson Bruce, the Victoria's Secret supermodel. She's going to go. And 24% already ticket sales to ladies, I think that is fantastic. Great. So we're doing already a great job. You're right.
Come on, even NASA has just got an astronaut class with 50% men and women. So if NASA can do it, you should be aiming for that.
Absolutely. There's 3.5 billion ladies in the world, and we want to eventually send them all to space.
And you know, you need to send like a normal person, supermodels. You know, space is untouchable, supermodels are kind of untouchable. Make it real. Make it real for normal people. That's the whole point of commercial spaceflight, is that you'll get lots of new people out.
You're very beautiful, so you could well go into space. And now we have to go to the final in the jury, so we're off. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's literally about to run.